With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House has confirmed the death of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, along with some 40 Iranian officials, in a major attack by Israel and United States, as hundreds of protesters now stormed the U.S. consulate in Karachi, Pakistan, killing six people, all in retaliation of the Supreme Leader's death. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a social media post, President Trump announced that Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei is dead, saying his passing is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The president said the assassination is justice for the Iranian people, as well as Americans and others who have been killed or mutilated by the regime. He said the U.S. and Israel launched combat operations to destroy Iran's long-range missiles and because of failed nuclear talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One group closely monitoring the unfolding events in the Middle East is the organization Transform Iran, which has been quietly preaching the gospel inside that nation since 1991. Lana Silk, president of Transform Iran, spoke with Lori Tratup of SRN News about her group's mission.
Making sure that every person, whether rich or poor, educated or illiterate, whether they're part of the Iranian government or the opposing regime, you know, that all of them need to have access to the gospel, and we want to make sure they're touched by it.
This openness that you say that they have, is that new, or is that something that has really always been there and it's just hasn't been tapped into very much?
Do you know, my father often says some of the greatest evangelists Iran ever had was the Ayatollahs that came in.
That 1979 revolution in Iran triggered decades of repression, but Silk adds that despite government crackdowns, the gospel continues to flourish within many Iranian communities. Pakistan's military striking deeper into Afghanistan as border fighting intensifies on both sides there. This is SRN News. A report card for American churchgoers.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it seeks to find out how Protestants who attend worship regularly are doing in different aspects of discipleship. When it comes to obeying God and denying self, 75% say they're doing that, good for a grade of C. Churchgoers also get a C on serving God and exercising their faith. But the grade is D when it comes to reading the Bible, and an F on the issue of sharing Christ with others. Michael Harrington reporting.
The head of the Jewish Federations of North America has issued a warning. Speaking in Washington this month, Eric Fingerhut said, "The state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but it's being tested. We are worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric." Fingerhut is calling on Congress to take action. He says lawmakers need to expand the capabilities of the FBI and other law enforcement agencies so they can counter domestic terrorism more effectively. This is SRN News. President Trump says Secretary of State Marco Rubio is engaged in high-level talks with the Cuban government.
The Cuban government is talking with us, and they're in a big deal of trouble, as you know. They have no money, they have no anything right now, but they're talking with us, and maybe we'll have a friendly takeover of Cuba. We could very well end up having a friendly takeover of Cuba.
Tensions with Cuba have been running high ever since the ouster of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. A high-stakes dispute over how the military uses AI has led the Pentagon to cancel its contract with rising AI star Anthropic. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth declaring Anthropic a supply chain risk, a step that could jeopardize its business with other defense contractors as well. Anthropic says it plans to challenge the designation in court in a legal battle that could have huge implications with AI. This is SRN News.